I was boxing when I was out of work because I do, you know, work was very hard to get, you know. But when I come out of the army, things were very tight then, you see. I did a bit in the health teaching business but went boxing.
Yeah.
Somewhere about 1927. It was the start of general strike in 1926, and I hadn't got a real job that I started boxing.
Yeah.
Because I hadn't got a job.
Yeah.
And everybody was out of work. I had a manager, I had a kid furnace. And he used to get a request from various promoters, and he used to say to me, "Well, here, you're boxing at Preston tonight, easy fare. Put up a good show." And I perhaps paying about 30 bob. And he's supposed to pay him commission. But he was a chap, he was very decent, was furnished. He never used to bother taking any commission off me, well, I don't know. Because I was in digs with a relation of his at that time.
Mm.
And when he wanted anybody for a fight at short notice, he used to send me on. You see, in those days, I was out of work, we were fighting that often, he got no time to train.
Mm.
I was fighting nearly every night.
Mm.
I would say it was 30 bob a pound, 30 bob a 25 bob a time. It was good money in those days, you know. 30 bob was a week's wages. And I caught myself, but of course I used to spend it, so I used to get it. I was talking to a chap this morning, he said, "You're born too soon. Look at the money they're getting now. I'd fight Cassius Clay tonight for 50